This is God Talk from Saffron Planet.
I mean, I think my interpretation of it is very similar to that which when, you know, God talks to the Jews in the Old Testament, they most of the time they get it wrong, just like we most of the time get it wrong.
That's right.
Now, when we've had the revelation of Jesus, we've got more chance to get it right because, you know, he was here. He was lived
right,
amongst us.
We've only got the chance to get it right if we face it.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
But
it feels like there is God in indigent things of this world. You know, in the good Jewish leaders and the good people. I mean, it seems to me I can see within them the grace of God. However, I mean, you may disagree with that.
Well, a lot of them are actually steeped in the Word.
When you say their God, I'm talking about God as being truth. Yes. Not a kind of written down version, a kind of man-made or man-interpreted.
Yes, but I'm talking
about God as being truth, as being love and goodness, because that's the kernel of what Jesus talked about. The revelation of God in Christ is self-giving love. That's the kernel of the gospel.
But that's not salvation is based on.
And you can see that in the indigent things of this world, in the Sikhs and in the Muslims and the Jews. You can see that, and you can see the grace of God, I think.
But then
as it works out. I don't know.
By saying God is you know, what you're talking about is by his nature obviously self loving, blah 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 blah. What you do though is you turn God into a characteristic that man can have, as opposed to a being who he is. Does that make sense?
I think that's a very fair point, and I agree with that.
I think the danger is we can see remnants of God because we are all made in the image of God.
Yes.
But you know, it says in the Bible that even our greatest works are like filthy rags before God. Even the preacher giving the best preach in the world, standing up on stage before God, by its nature, will be a filthy rag, because what God's standard is Christ, and without that, it's below God's threshold.
Between the best of humanity and Jesus is so vast that there's no way he could deserve heaven without Jesus Christ.
And so what God looks for is not necessarily...
However nice you are, however good you are, what the good words you do...
What I'm saying is I can see Christ in the Old Testament prophets, because he's the Word. John says, you know, the Word became flesh, you know, the world was created through the Word, and it seems to me that some of the Old Testament prophets, you can see, you can hear that authentic Word.
Absolutely.
But I can also hear and see that authentic Word in some of the modern day Jews, Buddhists.
I think the word counts. I wouldn't say that. I mean, the Jewish thing is a bit different from the others. It is a Judeo-Christian religion. Mm. So they are at the roots, and it's the same God. But these other faiths, it's not the same God.
And I think you're recognising the spirit in these men. You could see they're very spiritual people, but as far as we understand, they have the wrong spirit.
If it's the spirit of goodness and of grace, then I'm not sure that we can make... If they're in their hearts are poisonous, and Jesus said, by their fruits you shall know them, if they're poisonous people, if they're liars and cheats and adulterers, etc., then fine,
all I can say is that a counterfeit £10 note looks very much like a real one.
And we don't have to judge, do we?
When we talk about deception, isn't it?
Yeah. We'll talk about the spirit of goodness, though.
This is God Talk from Saffron Planet.